Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting 5th. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mike McNally. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Sad Sam Jones. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy juggles the ball. That's an error on Shealy. Witt scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Pipp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pipp scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Johnson scores. Collins moves to third. It's 3-2, Yankees. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a pop-up towards short. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-0 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNally scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. the throw from Schalke and he is safe. Ward steals second. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan strikes out. Two outs. Ray Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalke takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalke moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth strikes out. 1 out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pip is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pip strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field. Musel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Musel. Sheely moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Falk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sheely scores. Ma still moves to third. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Falk moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNally can't make a play. That's a base hit. Falk scores. McClellan moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. McClellan moves to third. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Home run Baker pinch hits for Mike McNally. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan pinch runs for home run Baker. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Everett Scott now playing shortstop. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to third. Sheely moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Collins scores. Sheely scores. Ma still moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McClellan hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Murray now pitching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Harry Hooper. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Amos Strunk now playing right field. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a fly ball into right field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 3 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.